talked about Karen and Roger and Frank and Basil, and about how these people really were instrumental in making me see the light and get cleaned up and go out to where I went and do all that. And it brought to you surround yourself. Even Daly said last night that he does not have the same group of friends that he had 5 years ago. He's got totally different friends, and that when he quit drinking and going to casinos, these people didn't want to be his friends anymore. That he could count on one hand the people that were still his friends. Some of them still drank, but most of them were like him or were trying to clean up. No matter where you go, you can count on your hand probably five people that you'd get in a foxhole with. And it's kind of like that out here at Little Rock Dodge.
Well, and also at Frank Fletcher Dodge. But
I do that great setup.
I'm
under the influence.
Well, you know, you look in the paper and they talk about what Frank was talking about, a 40% increase for Chrysler nationally. Well, you know, here at Frank Fletcher Dodge, I mean, we've got a considerably more increase than that. And, you know, like I was talking about the product, it's great product. You know, we've got great product out here. But the reason, the biggest reason I could say because of the increase in sales is, you know, because of our people. We got some unbelievable salespeople out here from Tim Ruta to Derek Mitchell. But, you know, our managers that we got here, Zach Benight, Wayne Kreisel, Chris Zender, Andy Kimbrell, Ryan Freeman. I mean, we got some great managers out here, and these guys just live, breathe, and sleep car business. And they love putting cars together. They love talking to people, trying to, you know, hear people's concerns and hear what they need. And I mean, these guys really care. You know, when they talk to a family that they need a new van because got to get the kids to school and they want to have air conditioning, I mean, they care. They want to see these people.
We've been dealing with you 4, 5, 6 years, and when you come out here, like we've dealt with car dealers before, and you come in, you'd say, weren't you working over at such and such? But you come out here, you see the same old faces.
Yeah, we've all been here. I've been here for almost 12 years now. And
are you the quarterback or the coach? Frank is the owner.
He's
are you the
Jerry.
Quarterback? Or are you the GM? Or what are you? I mean,
I
what an analogy on a football team? What are you?
I would go GM / quarterback.
player coach.
Yeah. And sometimes water boy.
And wait a minute. And part time, he thinks he is the owner. You know, he starts giving away when he gives away a lifetime warranty. I'm out of the picture.
I got that spiel one time on a heated phone call. It said, "I want you to walk outside, turn around and look up and see whose name is on the building."
That's a great line.
I'm prepared for that talk.
Well, you got a good staff. It's always great to have a good staff. Yeah.
But we got some of the great best managers in the car business with Zach Benight and Wayne Kreisel and Chris Zender and Andy Kimbrell. I mean, these guys are some of the best at what they do, and that's why we're successful, because of these guys right here.
And let me tell you, Mar, we're having fun out here. I mean, we text each other night and day at 10 o'clock at night, 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, we are having fun. I mean, it's just we're serious about the business, and we like to be the king of the hill when we can. And when we're second on the hill, we're scratching to get back to the top. But this is all a great time out here. I mean, I think you enjoy working here. I know I enjoy working here. I'm the only one that doesn't get paid.
Did you get your work ethic from learning at working at that pizza place, Frank, back in the day, one of your first jobs?
Mr. Billy Moore, who's sitting here. It's the first time I've ever been on the radio with my old college roommate, Mr. Billy Moore. But he gave me my first job.
How about that?
When
How
I got
about
out of
that?
College, he gave me a job at Shakey's Pizza Parlor.
Shakey's Pizza.
And I hate to tell you, but it was $1.60 an hour, which was legal. And I worked at the Wortham Bank from 8 to 5 for $345 a month. United Fund came in and wanted to know what I was going to give them. Well, I did a flip on them. I got on the receiving end instead of the giving end, because I was a lower income than the people they were giving to. But then Billy gave me a job, and brother, he was, as he is now, he was infamous. He was unbelievable how many people wanted to come and meet him. It's right after he'd been the All-American quarterback on the Ed Sullivan Show. And
you're a myth.
I'm a myth.
Frank, last night at the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame banquet, Billy was like, "Nobody cares. No, you got a bunch of grandpas only care about me." but for those who don't know, Billy, about your career, Tommy, we're talking about
a Razorback.
You were undefeated at Central High under Wilson Matthews. Is that right? Never lost a game.
Well,
or had Wilson already gone?
No, Wilson went to Fayetteville when I went to
So you went the same year? You went a package deal? So
1958.
You never lost a game in high school at Central?
No. We lost the first three my sophomore year, my 10th grade year, and then after that we never lost another game.
Probably one of the top programs in the nation, probably those
times. We were selected as the number one school in the nation.
Did you go play teams out of state back then?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure did. We played Texarkana, Texas. We played Memphis Central.
Beat them all.
Paducah, Kentucky.
So when you went to Fayetteville, you went with Wilson. That was sort of an interesting deal. Frank had just...
That was Frank's first year.
58. You were there the first year?
First year. He was 32 and I was 18. Of course, I've only known this guy over here for 50 years.
We'll get to
hey,
that.
Hey, wait a minute.
We'll get
I don't mind you being on this program, but we're not going to get into the number of years now, Mr. Moore.
Now,
we can start talking about a lot of other things you want to.
So your first year at Fayetteville, you were a freshman. The freshmen weren't allowed to play then,
no,
right?
No, weren't.
So 58, y'all weren't very good in 58, right?
No.
59, you come back as a sophomore.
No, I was a redshirt in 59.
So you didn't play your freshman year because you couldn't, and they redshirted you in 59, so you've been there 2 years, hadn't played a lick.
That's right.
So you come back in 60, that's your first year.
That's right.
And did you start as quarterback that year?
No, we alternated because we ran a sprint out type offense,
uh-huh.
And it was better with two quarterbacks because – you had to play both ways then.
Yeah, you were playing defensive back too,
so
right?
So did you George McKinney?
George McKinney.
How about look at Tommy? Boom!
George McKinney was a real good passer. Passing wasn't my forte.
You were a runner. You were a jitterbug kind of guy.
Yeah, I was a scared runner.
You were Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
That's where Michael Vick got all his moves.
So what happened in 60? What kind of year did you have? You guys have in 60?
60, we went 8-2. And
you got beat by Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I can't remember who the other loss was.
I can't either. And my junior year, we went 8-2. And my senior year, we went 9-1.
And that was 61, 62 when you go 9-1. You lose to Texas 7-3.
In the last minute of the ball game.
At Austin? Or in the,
at Austin.
And then you go down and you lose to LSU, right, in the bowl game? Is that right?
No,
Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl.
We played
LSU.
We played Alabama.
Alabama.
It was Alabama who you lost in the bowl game.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
Leroy Jordan.
So you played as a junior, but did you play as a senior too? And was that 62?
Well, that was the January 1st of 63.
Right.
But that was after the 62
right.
season.
And you were that was your senior year?
62 was my senior
year. What year was it that Sissel kicked the field goal?
That was my sophomore year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Down
what,
in Austin.
24-23.
Yeah.
Were you selected All-American in 63 or 64?
63.
Okay.
Now, you were on the Ed Sullivan Show, Frank said.
Sure.
What was Ed Sullivan like?
No, I was on
Bob Hope.
No. Johnny Carson show.
Oh, you were on Johnny Carson. That's
Johnny
Carson
show.
In the early 60s.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, that was after the season was over, and
right.
We got an invite, a bunch of players up to Johnny Carson. He was a
was he nice?
He was a card.
Was he?
He was one of the nicest men you could ever meet, but he was mischievous as hell.
Oh, listen to you.
Did he, who were some of the
I could relate to it.
Who were some of the other players up there? You remember that you were
Oh, Leroy Jordan.
Oh, wow,
and,
that's cool.
I can't remember yeah. that far back.
Now, I heard. Now we heard that I think Frank might have told us that you and Frank did not always see eye to eye. Is that true?
Well, we argued a few times.
Did you? Player to coach?
He always stole my girlfriend.
He's talking about Frank Brawls.
Yeah, talking about Frank Brawls. I'm sorry, Billy. Frank Brawls, not Frank Fletcher.
Well, I related to them a story that I hope you can remember because I remember it. And he was just not happy with you. I don't know over what, some kind of behavior problem.
Yeah, he was.
But in a game here in Little Rock, we were behind, and you drove the ball all the way down the field, got in position to win, and he took you out. At the last play or two and put in George right before he scored. And I'm telling you, you were hot. I came down on the field, and you were not happy about getting taken out right before.
I wasn't real smart back in those days either, you know.
Well, you didn't keep your mouth shut.
But you popped off. Well, you and I, you know, the Broyles Award, of all the assistant coaches that Frank Broyles could have picked to be on that trophy, you know, the Jimmy Johnsons and the Johnny Majors, you know, he picked Wilson Matthews.
Sure.
What was it like playing for Wilson, both at Central, where you guys had unbelievable teams, and then going to Fayetteville and having, you know, obviously a good career?
Well, from a football standpoint, of course, Wilson coached defensive linebackers, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't have any coaching to me, though, but he had plenty of discipline coaching with me as he gave me advice and told me he was going to pinch my head off.
But everybody loved him, even though he was he could ride you.
And well, I'll tell you what, when you came out after you did a good play or recovered a fumble or made them have to punt, and he patted you on the back, you felt like $1 million.
Right, right.
Because on the practice field, he was just terrible.
He got after you.
He would jerk you around. Well, he'd have 1,000 lawsuits.
Today. It's funny, too, just to show, obviously, Roger, we were a little bit younger, and I'm sure Tommy remembers when you're playing career, but the governor, every time Governor Beebe speaks at an event where they're sports-related, he tells the Billy Moore story about how he was a kid, and Billy, you stepped in and sort of kept the governor from getting beat up by somebody at the time. But you just told me how big of a star you were, and Frank was talking about being an All-American, that you were the big man on campus, and you know, obviously, you had to have great memories of your whole college experience and your time at Fayetteville.
Let me tell you something about playing a team sport. If you've got some good players that you play with, they make you look good. And you might not be as good as you look, but those players make you look good. And I played with some great players.
Who were some of the ones that you really
played with? Allworth, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Lance Allworth.
Wow.
Jerry Lamb,
Jim Moody.
No,
he was just before you. That's right, he was just before you.
Yeah, uh-huh. But Ray Trail, Jerry Mazzani.
You played any of the Burnetts?
No, they were
right
young.
After
they
you.
Were younger than me. Uh-huh.
Who else was on that? Who else was on the coaching staff with Broyles during your years? What some of the names we might recognize?
Oh, gosh almighty. They had one called Jim McKenzie.
Yeah. I've heard about him.
Yeah.
Was Switzer on the staff with you?
Switzer was an assistant.
Grad assistant?
Graduate assistant when I was playing.
How about that?
Yeah. Barry Switzer was. And Barry was a great recruiter. And like I said, you know, I never will forget reading about this boy that was from Ohio State. This was when I think I was in junior high or maybe in high school. This boy from Ohio State was a running back, and he made All-American as a sophomore, which was unheard of back when I was growing up. And his whole offensive line graduated. He never made it again. He was a sophomore, and they were seniors. So that tells you what.
Right. Hey, it's just the same in any other walk of life. With
yeah,
me,
sure.
I surround myself with these guys. They make me look good. Frank surrounds himself with Mark Millers of the world, make him look good. Clinton always said, I want to be the dumbest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of are there any memories of games that stand out to you? Remember the boy that either a loss that just sticks to you or a win that was big to you?
The losses stick to you more than the wins.
Those Texas losses.
And every one of them were we never got the heck beat out of us. We just lost them in the last quarter. But you got to remember, if you got two teams that are equal with each other or close to equal to each other, it's which one makes the most mistakes. It's not who's got the best team or something like that. It's the ones that makes them. You have a drive and you drive it down there to the 20-yard line and fumble.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a depressing feeling.
Now, did you overlap at all with Jerry with Jerry Jones, you didn't overlap.
Jerry Jones was a sophomore when I was a senior.
Okay, I was thinking you overlapped. And it's funny, Frank has told stories about you, Billy, for many, many years. And I thought there was a Jerry connection, too. But, you know, Frank was a Kappa Sig, Frank?
Yes.
And so, but Billy was not in a fraternity. And I was thinking, how in the world did y'all cross paths and become such good friends?
He hung out at the Kappa Sig house.
Oh, is that the deal? And yeah. Jerry was a captain.
A guy named Jerry Mazzani and Jim Jacobs.
Yeah.
And Billy and I don't know how we hooked up. But
that's what I wonder. How did you get over to Kappa Sig?
Billy needed a publicity agent. He was so fashionable.
Also, Frank had a car. I never had
it was a Corvette, right?
Yeah.
A Corvette?
I never had a car until the businessmen of Little Rock gave it to me after my senior year.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
The businessmen of Little Rock.
How about that?
Hadn't heard about that organization.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that to get you come back to Little Rock?
No. Back when I was playing ever senior, they had, in their hometown, they had a Jerry Mazzani Day. They had a Ray Trade.
And they had a Billy Moore Day, and you got a car.
And I got a car.
Wow. Too bad they don't do that anymore.
Billy and I used to go out to do our homework. We went to a place called Moon 71.
What is it?
Moon, M-O-O-N, Moon 71 Club. And Billy and I spent a lot of time at Moon's.
Sure did. There was a lot of girls out there.
Did you ever get thrown out of Moon 71?
Oh,
we left before the trouble started.
Well, Frank said you had all the girls on campus that wanted to meet you, that you were the stud quarterback, which, you know, just like Sterner up there. You know, Sterner got all the girls, I'm sure, too. All the quarterbacks get all the girls.
Let me tell you, I'll clean this story up real good. Billy had this one girlfriend that was absolutely wonderful, and he asked her if I would like to meet her, and I said I certainly would. So we all met one day, and I called her over the side. He was busy talking football, and I said, "Carolyn, you are one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen." I said, "I'd like to bestow my Kappa Sig pin on you." And
this is Billy's girlfriend.
I'd like for you to take my white Corvette, and I'd like for you to go back out there and tell Billy Moore you're through with him.
I've heard this story, Billy. Is this true?
And she,
oh my God! And Billy, you stole his girlfriend, Frank.
Stole her. I just barred her.
Oh, yeah, goodness.
And Billy said, "You dirty devil."
Yeah. Clean that up a little bit.
I guarantee he didn't call you a dirty devil.
Well, there was a lot of girls up there. I probably was picked from.
Jerry wasn't a Kappa Sig, though, right?
Yes, he was.
He was?
Yep.
So you had you and Jerry Jones and Billy Moore and that whole crew. And
Jerry has been elected Kappa Sig Man of the Year for the nation, which Lamar Hunt was a predecessor.
Oh, was he really? Okay.
So, yeah, we've had some good stuff, but Billy came over one time. We had a party called Suppress Your Desire or something like that, or Express Your Desire. I don't know what it was. And he would come in outfits that were unbelievable, and he had a little problem that he wanted to tear everybody else's outfit off of them while they were dancing. You know, you'd be dancing, here come Billy Moore, and you'd be left with whatever you skivvies.
Well, it's amazing listening to, you know, you talk about Lance Allworth. Here you are, Mr. Running the Girls, Billy Moore. And he got Lance Allworth up there with his wife, right? Didn't he come up with his wife?
Lance was
completely different.
Only,
yeah.
That's the only way we got Lance. He was going to Ole Miss, and Johnny Vaught didn't take any married ball players.
Was he the greatest player you ever saw, that you ever played with?
Lance was by far, he was what you call a natural. He could do anything. He could beat you playing pool, basketball, anything. He was just a superstar. I used to just throw it up in the air to him over there. but he had the most ability of any player I played with. Now, Wayne Harris,
I've heard a lot about Wayne.
He was the best football player.
He could knock your head off, huh?
Yeah,
I've seen film of him where he hits you. You know, some guys just, I don't know why, it's just a genetic thing. When they hit you, their hips uncoil and pow. And he wasn't very big, but he could knock the stew out of you.
And he didn't weigh but about 190 pounds.
Yeah, big guy.
But he had a little dip there. He never tackled anybody below the waist.
Yeah.
He hit them right in the head. That's why he made
Canadian.
All Canadian every year he played, and he's the only linebacker in Canadian football history to make the most valuable player in all of Canada.
Thumper.
What about, you know what they called him in Canada?
What?
Killer.
Killer. Wow.
Yeah. Went from thumper to killer.
What about the players you played against? Anybody? But you mentioned Leroy Jordan. Anybody else stands out to you? Just was really impressive.
What was that big guy's name at TCU?
Sammy Ball? No, not, no. Nah, later.
Tackle. He was a tackle. Bob Lilly.
Oh, wow.
So you played against Bob Lilly and Leroy Jordan.
Let me tell you what we did. We worked all week on the tackle hitting him by the down by the knees and the guard or end hitting him on the top and then the fullback coming in and blocking him. We ran at him for one quarter. And we never ran another play.
Look, I've heard that
story. Right-hand
good blocking.
Side.
Good blocking.
We beat them 7-0.
Bob Lilly.
Bob
Lord
Lilly.
Lord have mercy.
He was a man among
two of the great Cowboys of all time, both those guys.
Well, I guarantee you, he was about 6'4".
Oh, he was huge.
He still was down there at Jerry's box lot. He's a very distinguished man.
Lilly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big, tall. He's one of Jerry's friends.
Two of the great all-time Cowboys you played against. That's
he was one of the nicest men you ever want to meet. He never said a word. You know, a lot of players, they'd let them mouth back then, you know.
But nothing like preparing for a week to try to block this guy, and after about, you just said, we're done, we're going the other way.
You're listening to Razorback legend Billy Moore. We got to take a break now. We also have some more information on automobiles, Olympics, and stuff like that. And when we come back, Roger makes a very special telephone call.
Frank Call.